Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Oh my goodness.
Yay.
Hier is het nou, hoor.
Ja.
Hier is het nou. Ross is hier.
Yes, man.
Ross. Man, looking better and better by the day. Stop it.
Because I'm seeing you guys. I have to look good, man.
Just when I was going to tell you that you upset us. You're a walking catch 22.
Yeah.
Because we're so happy when you come to visit. But then you walk up here and then the Angel Hallelujah Choir starts singing. Yeah. Because you just look better every time.
Ah, man. It's because I've got a cap on. I'm covering half my face.
There is no way. I checked you. Listen, are you still running, right?
No, I've stopped running a little bit. My ankles are taking a break.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, but just remember now, you did commit to the 105K cycle. Next year.
Yes.
We start training.
Yeah.
Ross.
We have to learn to ride a bike.
But you see, I want to go because we're going to be in a team, in a bundle.
Yes.
And I want us to win. I don't want to, you know, I'm very competitive when it comes to these things.
That's a far way to go.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. Just before you need CPR, and Sharunika just did a CPR training.
Okay,
now.
Great.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just going to wait there on a camping chair next to the road.
Brilliant.
After 6 hours when I finally finish my 65. So just like do a loop or something. Yeah. Then I can help you.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay.
It's exciting.
All right. So we're going to
We've got backup. We have a team.
We've got everything.
We have a plan.
What's going on, Mark?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to get to this song because man. Oh. Like I saw the build-up.
Yes.
I saw the build-up, and I was like, something big is coming.
Yeah.
But when I saw the video, I was like, I did not expect this. Right?
Sure, thank
Great
you.
Great song.
Thank
Great
you.
Great song. Brilliant video.
Thank you.
I was like, wow. We're going to get to that now, but before we get to Ross is here. As Rossi is, kan ons nie, asseblief nie, net a leekie of twee uit Ross. Ross, just do us one. Did you get
I just need tune? A tune. I just need a tune.
Yeah.
There
but
we
then,
go.
But then when Ross is finished tuning, dan gaan ons a leekie uit om uitkere. Maar dan... Nou, gaan ons gesels oor 'n nuwe song. En ek sê vir jou nou, ek was super opgewonde toe ek hierdie song vir die eerste keer gesien. So Ross, please do something for us before we go. And I hope you're going to do one song that I'm going to ask.
There we go.
Man, I love this song.
Wish I could see like the very first time.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
All the things you've been through, it's all because of you.
Ah, oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I still love that song.
Thank you.
We spoke about that song the last time that you were here. That's all the honest truth. Like, as ek by die huis kom, nee,
yeah.
YouTube for me. It always features on the top. You know, if
That's
you go
beautiful.
Click on home, right?
Yes.
It's like they know I'm a fan. Like every time it's an opening act for anything else I want to watch on YouTube, start with Ross's song. I love that song.
Thank
man.
You so much.
You know, streaming services usually ask you, I'm like, are you still watching Friends?
Yes.
Are you okay? When Ruben listens to something else for two songs consecutively,
are you okay?
His streaming system asks him, why aren't you listening to Ross?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is Ross not playing?
That's amazing. Thank
Listen,
you.
By the way, you're just back from London with. Arno Carstens and Art Matthews
yes.
and stuff like that. How was that?
It was really fun. It was great to get to know both of the guys a bit more as artists, you know, because you're on stage watching them play and playing some of their music with them. So it was, I think a lot of people thought we were playing individually. And when we walked on that stage, which is iconic, it's the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yes. Sure.
And we've all had our histories there. And when we walked on stage together, I think that the people just lost it. And then we opened up with, I'm leaving.
Oh, man.
And the place just, I think the British people that worked there, the staff, they were overwhelmed. They didn't realize, like, yes, these guys are famous.
Yeah.
And there's something, and people, the South Africans were so beautiful. Like, they really came out and it was just tears and we didn't have to really sing.
How much support did you have? Because, I mean, I don't think people notice or even know how many South Africans is based in London.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It felt like, I mean, we used to go there when I was with Prime, we used to go there like 10 years, 15 years ago, and it was quite like Dubai.
Yeah.
London was just packed, and it sort of phased out a bit with a lot of the venues, some of the venues closing. And then we went back now with this, it felt like that again. It really felt just amazing.
So cool, man.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Ross is hier by ons vanmorgen. Ross Lemo. En Ross, by the way, how's it going with the golf?
Ah, it's terrible. I went to play the other day and I hit three balls into the water on the first hole and I just walked off.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. Because you just know, when you walk onto that eerste bof, dan weet jy, it's going to be a good or a bad day.
I usually, if I do play golf, I like to duff the first hole anyway. It's got to be bad because then your day can only improve.
Oh.
If you get a hole in one on the first hole, you just walk away.
Just go home.
See,
there's no better than that.
I'm
even
next
if you
level.
Pop,
I do that for 17 holes.
Wow.
To make
amazing.
Sure. To make sure.
That end of the day is just that great.
But have you ever hit a hole in one?
Never.
I was going to say no.
No.
I did once. No, but close. At a small, what noem hulle dit, klein bar.
Putt-putt.
Nee? No, well, that I almost had a holy one as well. What's it, a mashie?
A miniature golf.
Yeah. So I went to a mashie course. Yeah. And I, Ross, this minder as 10 centimeter, like this far.
Wow.
And I putted miss.
You can't start your sentence with, I've had a hole in one, and then, oh,
almost. Yeah, well, and then I said, was that a putt-putt?
Yeah, but it's my English is lekker. My airtime is done with my English.
Actually, my Afrikaans can a bikkie help. Klein bikkie.
Ross, let's talk about the song. Because now, here's the thing. I watched the videos in the build-up to the release of the song. I was like, wow, this is exciting. Well done on just the build-up.
Thank you, thank you.
Really well done. And then the song released, and I listened to the song. I was like, great song, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, great.
Thank
but then
you.
I watched the video. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, a quote from Instagram. It says here, Honey's music video drops tomorrow, and I couldn't be more excited. It takes you on a very personal journey with me, it says, well, you said, I'm usually a wreck around this time, questioning my choices and approach, but for once, I am truly just excited for you all to see it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Talk about the song. And especially the video.
Yeah, well, so it's very personal to me. And the song, I wrote this kind of love song, which it sort of ended up being to myself. So it's a kind of a covert song. And I was explaining this to Kirst, who's actually sitting next to me here. She's
Hello,
my lovely lady in my life.
Yeah.
And she knows me better than anyone.
Yes.
And she listens to the song, and I was explaining my relationship with the song. And it's a covert song in a way. It's like a love song to myself. The honey could be me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think people can take the song in each way. It's a love song. But it's for me, it was a love song sort of to myself in a way. And when I said this to Kirst, she had a concept. So I said, okay. My girlfriend's going to try and pitch me a music video.
Great.
She pitched the video, and it was just this amazing concept. Yeah. And I said, okay, let's go for it. I said, no pressure. I'm used to being told what to do by my girlfriend anyway. So she did a great job. I don't think you've ever spoken on radio before. Just say hello.
Girl, please come. Please join us. Kirst, come say hi quickly.
She's here every single time. And she's such an incredible support system.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. What a great video as well. And I mean, let's talk about how did you think about the concert? How did it come about?
Well, Ross had explained how very personal it was to him, and that it's very much about his journey of recovery, because Ross has been sober for the last 3.5 years, and I've joined him on that journey.
Yeah.
So when listening to the lyrics and understanding his relationship with it, it made so much sense to do. We love a M. Night Shyamalan movie, and we love a reveal. So the whole music video, firstly you watch Ross, and you don't know where he's waiting, and then you realize he's in a group therapy session. And it takes you through that, and it's a very personal journey, and I think a lot of people can relate to it if they're facing any, like, dark times or their own demons or whatever it may be. But I just hope, and I think Ross's thing is that hopefully it just helps someone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I think I've told you this before, but I don't know if you remember when you were at Weyfeld that one night. And we sat, there was a snarks didn't work. Let me just tell you the story. I want to tell the story again.
Yeah. This is the ultimate rock star story. I love this.
Or sit by Weyfeld. Now, let me tell you, Ross wouldn't say it. I'm going to say it. Like, it is the rock star of South Africa that is sitting there, because the band is going on stage, Prime, and that. And now, so means it, but the waiters, they're like, ons het gehoor, Ross is hier. As ek, ek sê, hoorie, maar hy gaan nou gou vinnig hier so by, what, is he coming here? Ek sê, hy gaan gou hier vinnig kom sit, en dan gaan ons gou fikkie chat en so on, and then Ross walks in, die mense bom uit in die plek, die waits like that way.
Yeah.
And then she comes around, true story, right? But now I know that Ross is sober, like he's completely sobered up. So she walks up, she's like, Hi, Ross. And she takes a picture and everything else. And the next moment, she's like, what are you guys going to have to drink? And now she's thinking, you're probably going to order a lot of shots or whatever. And he's like, I want to have a cappuccino. I think we had a cappuccino.
So she was so disappointed.
I think she thought we were joking. True story. And then afterwards, I told her that you also decided to completely sew up. And she had so much, even more respect for after
shame.
That. But also, on a side note, I mean, I think I don't know if I told you, but after that, a lot of that has influenced me personally.
Okay.
And I mean, I am completely sober now as well.
Congratulations.
It's almost going on,
man.
almost a year now.
Wow.
And it's because of that. I mean, and also Bakkie's Boerta. I mean, Bakkie's Boerta is also guy. And people like that just influenced me as well. And I decided to go sober completely as well. It's the best thing I could have done ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, that's amazing. It's not when you woke up naked on top of that hotel room. I'm joking.
Honor, honor.
Yeah. There was other reasons, but that was a yellow card.
We agreed not to tell that story, Ross. Joking. Come on, man.
Anyway. But that's amazing. Congratulations, man. Yeah. I think it's something that it's a stigma thing, but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Listen, let's play the song. But I want to invite you now. Like, listen to the song, listen to the lyrics. But the biggest thing here is you have to see the music video.
Yes.
It's incredible. So let's play the song.
I just want to say one thing. Like, Chris said that obviously you gave away the reveal, but if you haven't seen the video and why you're listening to the station, you should be first in line. Anyway. So I think I love what you said about the stigma, because I think also, especially, there's also the therapy stigma.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that is the pinnacle of the video.
Yeah.
That this is how your love letter can end to yourself in terms of love, best regards type thing, and that's how it ends. So
sure.
I want you to think about that also.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this video 5 years ago. I wouldn't have been able to say the things I'm saying and do what I've done. So, and yeah, it was an amazing debut from Kirst as a director, and now her debut on radio. So well done. But yeah, it's been a beautiful process. A lot of great things about it.
Here's Ross Lemoth. Elikie Sam's honey, hate links to her.
Dreaming of outer space now, honey. Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
I've always said, if I ever get the opportunity to interview Avril Lavigne, that'll be the end of my radio career. There wouldn't be a higher, better interview besides Ross.
Like a backpedal there.
Racker, thank you. I believe you completely.
Like you believed him with the hole in one.
Yeah.
I almost had you.
Yeah.
I did say I putted miss. I was being vulnerable there as well, with my putting skills. Ross Devon, honey, that new song's out. Listen, I want to tell you, go check out the video. It's incredible. And share it as much as you can. I think a lot of people can check out that video. And like you said, it's so cool to see how many people interprets the whole video differently. So that is the cool part of it. So go check out the video.
I think a shout out to Devon Venables and Leon Barnett.
Yeah.
Barnard, sorry.
How cool is that? How much time did that take to?
They did it in less than 48 hours. They mixed
the video.
They cut that video with everything. They're
48
incredible.
48 hours.
Less than 48 hours.
It's unbelievable.
Good script.
Well, there we go. First, can I say, if you've got the foundation right, the rest is going to go easier. Listen, by the way, Ross, before we let you go, I think you can do one more song.
Another song. My early voice. I don't know if I've done this song on here before. There's a song I did before. I did this on radio before. This one's called Believer. But this song, I'm going to play a cover that inspired Believer.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Because I'm from a small town, and this song's sort of about that.
On the corner of Main Street, trying to keep it alive.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
I don't shine, if you don't shine before you jump. Can you read my mind? Read my mind.
Yes, like near. Dis lekker hoor.
Baie dankie.
Nee, ek is mal daaroor. No man, I love the new stuff. It's it just keep on coming. Hey,
thank you.
It's really great songs. The videos, like you said, supporting the songs is brilliant. All of that. So thank you so much. Ross, always good to see
thank
you.
Thank you. Always good such to be a machine. Here. Thank you guys.
And thank you for inspiring so many. Hey? I'm one of those. So thank you
thank
so much
you,
for that. Really appreciate it. Dames en Ross, gaan check out our video. Honey is out now. It's been out for a few days already. So go check it out and go share the song. Ross Learmonth, ladies and gentlemen.
Big love.
You. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.